the brain loves habits, but it loves the habits it has already. It really doesn't like you changing habits. So when you try to change a habit, your brain sets up a fair amount of resistance.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. Our guest today is Eileen Pease, the founder and president of Dynamic Learning, where she helps individuals increase productivity and enhance their working environment. And particularly with the challenges everyone is facing nowadays, I thought Eileen could teach us how to maximize our brain power to increase our resilience during these times. There's a lot of judgment and just personal judgment, whatever it might be, of how people should be reacting right now to what's going on. How should they be behaving in public space? And that's going to go on. That's not going to end when we go back to business as usual. That's going to be the impact of this for a very long time. How does everybody interact, and what are the new social norms when we come back together again? So what is your recommendation for people who struggle with this because they do carry that frustration all the time? What are some ways to get you out of that funk? Because like you said, you can't really control that, but you can control your thinking.
Yes. So understand that you can control your response. Now, again, we form habits very easily, especially thinking habits. So when you first sort of tackle this, is the best thing you can do is to notice when you're thinking he should. To just think about somebody that does or says something that you don't think that person should. And at times you may have got quite annoyed about it. And yet when you think about how realistic is it for me to believe that just because I think they should behave differently, they will. And the answer is, well, no, chances are they won't. Especially if you get angry about it, they're more likely to get defensive and so on. But if you can say to yourself, I'd prefer he, whatever it is, if you can just imagine it to yourself, you can recognize, well, yes, that's right. The person will behave whatever way they want to behave, especially adults. Adults have a perfectly good reason for behaving the way they're behaving. It makes perfect sense to them. So part of that is the thinking other people should behave the way I think they should, or I'm going to get very angry. The other thing is that we also tend to be very judgmental about ourselves. So we think I should or I must. So, for instance, when I'm working with a group, I often ask them how many of them tell themselves they should exercise more. And usually 3/4 or more of the people in the room put their hands up. And I say, yes, and so I'm sure you promise yourself that you're going to exercise more tomorrow. Yes, they agree. And then what happens tomorrow? Well, tomorrow they always think of some good reason why they can't exercise right now. Whereas the way I get myself to exercise is I say, I prefer to exercise. I don't say I like it. I just prefer to exercise because I want to keep my brain in good order. And I want to keep my brain in good order well into my 90s. So I'm going to exercise. I'm going to put my sneakers on and off I go.
So would it be fair to say that a lot of this is based in kind of knowing the results that you want to achieve, knowing what the success is or happiness is for you in a particular situation, and then rather than wishing that, the example you use, wanting to exercise or wishing that I could exercise, saying that you don't need to like it, you don't need to agree with the way things are, but you're going to do this because you've committed to that end goal. Is that kind of the process?
Yes, it is partly. Now, there's another whole area that we haven't talked about, which is how do you change a habit? And there is a Stanford psychologist called B.J. Fogg, who's recently written a book called Tiny Habits. And he talks about how to change a habit by using very tiny steps. So for instance, if you want to exercise more, you know, what he did was every time he washes his hands during the day, he would do 2 push-ups against the wall. Now, that's pretty easy. And, you know, he said within a relatively short time, he was doing 30 or 40 push-ups a day. So it's the clarifying what it is you truly want and figuring out how to do it. Now, I recognize it's not easy, which is why I write a monthly newsletter, and those I've been doing that since 2012, and they're all on my website, so we can refer you to that later. But you can probably find just about anything you need to think about on my blog in terms of working more effectively with your brain.